So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Ha'isei medes al reish hagag v'zark ela. The husband was standing in the yard and threw a get to his wife, who was standing on the roof. Kivin shegila ver hagag, harizu mugureshes. She's divorced as soon as the get reaches the airspace of the roof, as the Mishnah later explains, even if nimchak o nisraf, even if it subsequently gets erased by rain or burned by fire before it lands, she's divorced because the get took effect in the airspace before it got destroyed. The Gemara questions the validity of the divorce because hole minta, the airspace of the roof is not a guarded area, as Rashi explains, because the asizika b'shadile, a wind could easily blow it away, which deems it aver she'ein seifu lenuach. It's not destined to land on the ground, and airspace cannot serve as our chatzar to acquire the get unless it is destined to land on the ground. The Gemara offers two suggestions. Begag sheyesh lamaika, the roof is surrounded by a fence, therefore it is protected from the wind. Bepaches mishleisha samach legag dikegag dami, the get came within 3 tefachim of the floor before it was destroyed. Therefore Rashi explains, keman denach, it is as if it had already landed. The Mishnah continues, Humal mala vehimal mato vizarkula. If she was in the yard and he was on the roof and he threw her the get, kivin sheyatsa mishus hagag, nimchak oy nisraf hariz mugureshes. She's divorced as soon as the get leaves the airspace of the roof, even if it subsequently gets destroyed before it lands, because the get took effect in the airspace of the yard before it got destroyed. Here too, the Gemara asks, v'hole minter. When the get leaves the airspace of the roof, it is still above the walls of the yard, which is not a guarded area. The Gemara answers, Shahoyu mechitzes hatachtoines oidfes alal yoines. The walls surrounding the yard rise above the roof's fence, and so the get was protected when it entered the airspace of the yard. The Gemara qualifies several terms mentioned in the Mishnah. Loi shanu ele shenimchak derech yirida. The get is valid only if it was erased while on its way down. Aval nimchak derech aliyah loi. But the get is not valid if it was still on an upwards trajectory when it was erased, because meikara loy lemenach koi. And as Rashi explains, loy mikra nesina ela derech hanochasai lovei lirushusa. The nesina only occurs when it is in the process of landing. Similarly, leishanu ela shekadim get lidleika. The get is valid only if the fire started after he threw the get. Avokadim lidleika the get loy. But the get is not valid if the fire was there before the get came into the airspace, because mi'ikar l'sreifa kazal, it was destined to be burned before it landed and is not considered a nesina. The Gemara continues to explain the Mishnah and points out an apparent discrepancy. Reisha gag di da v'chatzar di day. In the first case, she is divorced only when the get reaches the roof. Clearly, the roof belongs to the wife and the yard to her husband. Seifa gag di day v'chatzar di da. In the second case, she is divorced only when the get reaches the yard. Clearly, the roof belongs to the husband and the yard to his wife. The Gemara suggests two explanations. Hakadisa, Hakadisa. Indeed, the Mishnah is referring to two separate cases. Alternately, they're both his property. However, the Oishla Mokim, he lent her an area to use to acquire her get. And the Mishnah teaches us that Rishuy is Chalukis Legitin. She must use the specific area they agree to, because Chad Mokim Mushli Inchi Trey Mokimis Le Mushli Inchi. He's particular and only intends to lend her the exact area he specified. The Gemara now contrasts the nesina required for gittin and hanocha, the conclusion of an act of carrying on Shabbos. Shalosh midas begittin. There are 3 differences. Regarding Hilchas Shabbos, the Rabbanan who disagree with Rebbe maintain kaluta lav kemisha hankadami. Something that enters the airspace of an area is not considered as if it landed. Nevertheless, hacha mishum in turehu. Regarding gittin, it does not need to have landed, it merely needs to be protected. Similarly, Not kana b'shus ha'yachid u'bereshit traskel v'zark v'nach al gabav afil gavoy mei ama. If someone stood in the public domain and threw something into a basket on top of a tall pole found in the private domain, le'inyan Shabbos chayiv. Regarding Shabbos, it is considered to have landed in the b'shus ha'yachid. Hacha b'shumi turihu v'hole minter. It is not a guarded area, and so throwing a get into such a basket would not constitute a valid nesina. Additionally, one may not carry from one rooftop to another without an Erev, because shekashim shediyurin chalukim milmata, kach diyurin chalukim milmala. They're considered 2 domains, just like the 2 homes underneath. However, in you get, mishum kepeduhu, bakula haila kapti inchi. If the wife borrowed 1 rooftop, we assume that he does permit her to use the other rooftop. and in that sense are considered one domain, because as Rashi explains, in Tashmish Ragalahan, since they're not used regularly. The Gemara illustrates another scenario of acquiring her get in her airspace. Shtei chatzeres zulefnu mizu, pnimis shala v'chitzayna shalai.